please head in the direction of the church you can see on your right. On your left, there's the town hall and an oak tree. It's been designated a natural monument. Before the Second World War, a stone stood here in commemoration of the German victory in a plebiscite held in 1920, when the people of Aletzko voted as to whether their town should remain in Germany or become part of the newly independent Polish state. Of the 28,000 votes cast by the townspeople, only 2 were in favor of joining Poland. There were any number of reasons behind this defeat, too many for me to go into here. However, it is worth mentioning that at the time, Poland was under grave threat from a Bolshevik offensive, and the Red Army was closing in on Warsaw. To celebrate the victorious outcome of the vote, the Germans renamed the town Treuburg, which means faithful town. It goes without saying that the faithfulness in question was towards the German state. Ahead of you, where the lane extends, there's a long block of flats. Before the Second World War, this is where the Königlicher Hof Hotel stood. I'll tell you a story about the hotel later. This is the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Poland. The town was originally named Margrabowa, in honor of its founder, the Margrave Albrecht. In 1560, shortly after it had received town privileges, the first church was built. It was erected on an elevation known as Church Hill and was surrounded by a graveyard. Margrabowa Church fell victim to fire on many an occasion and was burned to the ground by the Tatars in 1656. You'll come to a fork in the lane in a moment. When you do, please take the right-hand fork.